Bring them out. Kickoff is just moments away for your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Up next, first quarter play-by-play on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network, 620 CKRM.
Receive the football. You want to kick that way? Switch over, please. Saskatchewan won the toss, chose to receive. Good luck, men.
So the Riders will put their offense out first. Very exciting. The coin toss brought to you by Second Look Online Auction. Visit 2ND Look Online Auction. We will not have to wait before we see the return of Shaq Evans and the debut of Duke Williams. Luke Mullender has three keys to the game. Luke, give me something that means a Riders win, my friend.
Big play ball. You got Shaq and Duke Williams now. Let's hit it. The Riders right now currently sit dead last in big plays. That's plays over 20-plus yards. So hopefully those two get them going in that category. You've also got to start fast. You've got to have focus. That's the key. Focus in the first quarter. Focus right here on these first few plays. Because the last two games, Calgary has jumped out. And Saskatchewan has struggled from that point. So that's your second key, and hey, I think that the third one's obvious. You got to get a hide on Mike Rose, but at the same time, you know, that's not the biggest deal. The biggest deal is you got to stop the run. Right now, the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, the interior two plus the middle linebacker, they've got to figure that out. I know you might see a double eagle front, which is five defensive linemen today, but this team has to stop the run. Calgary, if they're able to be balanced just like they were last game, it's going to be a bad result for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
Luke Mullender's three keys to the game brought to you by Pattison Liquid Systems, experts in liquid fertilizer distribution. Fertilizer's just better when it's wetter. Pattison Liquid Systems, expect the best. The Riders starting with the ball, as you mentioned, in their white jerseys and green pants. They'll be going right to left. The Calgary Stampeders, red jerseys and white pants, they will be going left to right as we're about a minute away from kickoff of the biggest game of the Riders regular season. Honestly, there's not much that happens after this before the playoffs that could match how important this game is tonight. The winner of this game moves a win up on the team they beat. Both of them have very winnable schedules. The Riders have a game in hand. Couple games against Edmonton. Calgary's schedule looks buttery soft, and then a Winnipeg team that will not care much about week number 16, honestly. So Calgary could well win out. The Riders need a win tonight to help make sure they can host a game.
I just realized, too, the first game we came out, I believe that the sidelines were reversed. Calgary was on the far sideline where I was used to the Saskatchewan Rough Riders lining up, and the Riders were closest to the broadcast booth, and this time around, it's the other way.
Are they just goofing with the Riders?
Trying to change it up, I guess. Unless that was BC. I might also be thinking about the BC.
Oh, it was so. BC. That's right.
Either way, man, there's so much. I'm really excited about this kickoff. Let's go.
Rene Paredes puts it up into the air. Rashard Davis will take it in his debut at the 15-yard line. 25, tries to cut outside. Cuts back 30, falls forward to the 32-yard line. Fraser Sopik, the last man to touch him. And here comes the Riders' offense. Andrew Lauderdale, Logan Ferland, Dan Clark, Evan Johnson, Brett Boyko. The same offensive line as the two previous games against Calgary. The receiving core, very different. Shaq Evans, Duke Williams, Braden Lenius, Kyron Moore, Kian Schaefer-Baker, William Powell is the running back, Cody Fajardo is the quarterback, and the Riders will start with the jumbo formation, and Josiah St. John, actually two tight ends in on this formation, first and 10. Pardon me, Dupuis in the backfield with Powell. They'll hand it off to Powell. First down run, hit quickly by defensive end Stephen Banks and linebacker Brandon Dozier. Powell held to a minimal game.
Yeah, the only reason why this doesn't work out for Saskatchewan is that Stephen Banks, who is the right defensive end, is able to get underneath the block and make Powell cut to the outside. He was under the block of the fullback there, Dupuis, and it cut it short real quick.
Second and 8, the Riders from their own 34. Kyron Aaron Moore motioning to the right. Duke Williams and Shaq Evans to the left. Here come four. Fajardo looking across the middle, and it's caught at the 50. Braden Lennius with the catch. He'll be wrestled down by multiple Stampeders, but a second and long conversion for the Riders right off the bat.
Good to see. A little bit of a deeper slant. Lennius coming over the top here. It's a 10-yard dig, excuse me. Ends up being 16 because he drifts a little bit and gets a couple yards after, but that's a good start there.
Is great. Luke and I are in the broadcast booth, brought to you by McDougal Auctioneers, best in the bidding business, McDougalAuction.com. Back to that jumbo formation. Fajardo going to throw out of it on first and 10. In the flat to William Powell at the 53. Drops his head on Raheem Wilson. He's out at the 54. Call it a pickup of four.
I like this. Clearly scripted. You know, you start with the run out of this double tight big formation, and then you get Powell into the flat and throw out of it. Powell's been good in the receiving game here as of late, and the more you can put on tape in terms of, you know, plays out of formation, the better.
Duke Williams wide to the left, Shaq Evans wide to the right for second and six. Fajardo, five-man rush. Fajardo buys some time, looking in the corner. Lennius lost it, and it's picked off at the 30-yard line. Lennius was not where the ball was. Brandon Dozier takes it away, and the Stampeders get the first turnover of the game.
Falls apart here at the beginning because the Calgary Stampeders end up rushing five and they get guys in the face of Fajardo, but this was a miscommunication on somebody's part. I'm not sure who it was, because Fajardo threw it to an area of the field where there was going to be absolutely no receiver. Like, there was nobody around there. So someone was running around router, or Fajardo might have seen or might have thrown it into the wrong area. Either way, Calgary starts at their 50.
3 weeks ago, we saw Fajardo and Lennius have a real mistake, and again, this Markeith Ambles, a big catch and run, 35, 30, 25 yard line, Markeith Ambles, as fast as you like, a catch and run for 33 yards.
Momentum, right? Last two games, Saskatchewan's been down early. Here, they just run Ambles underneath a couple longer routes, and he does the rest on a long run. And already the Riders are defending at their 27.
Here we see that five defensive linemen package for the Riders. First and 10, as mentioned, for their own 27. Bo Levi Mitchell dropping, looking left in a zone. There's Malik Henry at the 10-yard line. Another 17 yards and another Stampeders first down.
So dedicating more resources up front, five-man defensive line, right? It's gonna leave a little bit more space out in the secondary, right? Because you don't have as many defenders. But more importantly, it's a great opportunity for the D-line, because now you're looking at five one-on-one matchups. So someone's got to win a one-on-one, if they're five up front and Calgary throws the ball.
Two quick pass plays and 50 quick yards from the Stamps. They're now first and 10 for the Riders 11 with 11:20 remaining here in the first quarter. The fast start that Calgary needed and Saskatchewan wanted to avoid. Pressure coming. Mitchell's just going to throw it away at the feet of his intended receiver, Mac Henry, and Jonathan Woodard busted through.
This was a good job recognizing it right away by everybody, not just the defensive lineman. You could tell at the snap of the ball something was up just by the way they were being led upfield. I'm talking to big guys up front, but the nice part was that the eyes of the linebackers followed the right guys as well, and that's why the screen just didn't have a shot.
Second and 10 Stampeders now, left hash mark from the Rider 11. They show a three-man front. A.C. Leonard, he's going to blitz as well. He got there very quickly, forcing Mitchell out wide open to his left, complete at the 8-yard line, and big tackles. Stopping the receiver short is Kadeem Carey on the reception. It will hold the Stampeders to a field goal. Man, A.C. Leonard was off fast.
Yeah, he was dangerously close to being offside, but again, benefit of the doubt, because because he's been timing those up so well. And the Riders do a really good job of rallying to the football here, right? As soon as they, Bo Levi Mitchell gets it out towards the sideline, there's four defenders immediately there. And that's a good stop. That's a defensive win for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders to be put in that position very early on and to hold Calgary to a field goal.
Yeah, 12-yard field goal attempt after the Micah Tights tackle. Rene Paredes up. And Rene Paredes is good. 10:03 remains here in the first quarter. The Stampeders 3, the Riders no score. We go to break for Special Blend by Weiser's and Borgo Industries. Riders second possession when we return on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
This is John Ryan, your Rough Rider punter from Regina, Saskatchewan. You listen to the Rough Rider Radio Network.
10:03 left in the first quarter here in Calgary. The Riders down 3-0 after a 12-yard Rene Paredes field goal. All the field goals brought to you by Affinity Credit Union. Supporting local makes sense for Saskatchewan. Unbank yourself. Riders opening drive ended with a Cody Fajardo interception on the ball intended for Braden Lennius. Hopefully that's not a storyline we revived from 3 weeks ago. The Riders choosing to not have Calgary kick off. They're just going to take the ball first and 10 from their own 35. Josiah St. John and Alex Dupuis in the lineup for this one as they go back to that jumbo formation. Kyron Moore, Kean Schaefer Baker, and Shaq Evans are the receivers. Schaefer Baker motions to the near side. Fajardo fakes the handoff. He's dropped deep, looking deep. He's going to force out to his left. Powell in the flats at the 40, threw his hands in incomplete as Jameer Thurman came on the scene, and it'll be second down.
We talked about this last game, is that you don't want to get to a point where William Powell is bailing you out every single time. Nothing works out downfield, and now William Powell goes back to the huddle holding his hand as if he got it dinged up there. But again, Calgary taking away all the downfield threats, and the only option is William Powell.
Check down doesn't go the Riders' way. That's a drop from Powell, unfortunately. Second and 10 from their own 30. Five receiver set. Shaq and Kyron Moore to the near side. Stampeders rush 3. Fajardo feels pressure from his left. Oh, and he's going to go down to the 25-yard line. As quick as could be, it was Falerin Arimolade with the sack. 3-on-5. Third down, Riders.
Yeah, Arimolade unhinged off the edge. Just gets there far too quickly. You've got Andrew Lauderdale playing left tackle, and quite frankly, for Remolotti, this is far too easy. There's no technique involved with Lauderdale's effort there, and really that was just a play that was doomed from the very start.
John Ryan will punt now on 3rd and 20. Line of scrimmage, their own 25-yard line. Ryan's first punt of the game. 5th in the league in net punting. Hangs one up. Henry will come up to take this at his own 42. Dances, spins around, and he's going to go down quickly. Zero return from Henry on that one after the quarterback sack. Brought to you by Quill Plains Chevrolet, Buick GMC, and Wadena. Always remember, drive a little, save a lot at Quill Plains. 8:37 remains in the first quarter. We'll break for McDougal Auctioneers and Quality Tire. Riders down 3-0 on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
Like Rider Radio at Facebook.com/620CKRM.
8:37 remains in the first quarter here in Calgary. Riders down 3-0. John Ryan, 43-yard punt. Malik Henry, 0 yards on the return. So Calgary will go 1st and 10 from their own 42-yard line. Bo Levi Mitchell, pretty easy time on that first drive. 3 for 4 for 55 yards, including another big one to Markeith Ambles, who had the 71-yard touchdown to start the game in the game in Regina 2 weeks ago. What do the Riders have out there? They've already deployed that 5-man defensive line.
And I hope the result of that first time they used that line, I hope that didn't talk them out of continuing it with it consistently.
They've got to hear what Jonathan Woodard lined up in the Sam linebacker spot. That's a giant Sam linebacker, by the way, at 6'5", 271. And Bo's going to throw that way. He'll take the flat to Henry at the 50. He is tackled by Damon Webb, makes the tackle after a gain of almost 10.
And unfortunately for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, they're just not impeding Bo Levi Mitchell whatsoever. He's got time here to pick targets, to go through his progressions, and there's a lot of one-on-ones out there when it comes to O-line and defensive line competition. So you got to win a one-on-one at some point here if you get them, because Bo's just standing back there right now hanging out.
First and 10, it is officially the Stamps at their own 52. They'll hand it off to Kadeem Carey, left side. Oh, A.C. Leonard's got him and wrestles him down as quick as can be. A two-yard loss thanks to A.C.
Yeah, and by the way, his knee or ankle or whatever he tweaked looks fine, man. This kid's moving around. And this is silky smooth right here from A.C. Leonard. He's playing his linebacker spot. He sees Kadeem Carey as the main ball carrier the entire way. And not only does he get up the field quickly, he makes a solid one-on-one tackle, and that's what he doesn't get credit for a lot, his ability to make those open field tackles.
Second and 12, the fifth defensive lineman is off. Luchez Purifoy comes down to the box with Jacob Dearborn in at safety. Four-man rush. Mitchell has time, throws it up, and this is going to be picked right in the hands of Dearborn, 55, 50, down to the 45-yard line. That was so easy. It lays right into Jacob Dearborn's hands, and it's Riders football.
Well, it's great to see the Saskatchewan product, who's been working really hard for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders since camp opened, finally get a pick in the secondary. He gets subbed in to move Purifoy down, and Bo Levi Mitchell throws it right to him. He's got 10 interceptions, and this will make it 11. And I'm not sure who he was throwing to, but Dearborn doesn't care because he's going the other way.
Threw it up for Kamar Jordan and came down to Jacob Dearborn. Riders will start in Calgary territory with 7:09 remaining in the first quarter. For AGCO, spreads.ca, and Wood River Controls will return on the Cooperative Rough Rider Radio Network.
What's going on? It's Kyra Moore. You're listening to the Rough Rider Radio Network.
7:09 remains in the first quarter. Riders down 3-0, but the big interception from Jacob Dearborn returned 30 yards. They will start first and 10 from the Calgary 44-yard line. Looked like Luchez Purifoy just ate up a double move from Kamar Jordan, and Bo put it there anyway, right into Dearborn's lap.
And let's see if the Saskatchewan Rough Riders can capitalize on this. You're in great field position to start on the 44 of Calgary.
Shaq Evans, the lone receiver to the left. Someone jumped off. Andrew Lauderdale got out of his stance. Looked like Dupuis had some troubles.
Saskatchewan number 62.
Come on.
5-yard penalty.
Just as I say, let's see if we can capitalize on this. We jump offside. Procedure on the offense, excuse me.
Yeah,
Lauderdale coming out early.
Yeah, number 62. Looked like Dupuis on the far side had some concerns about was he on the line or off the line. First and 15 for the Riders. Four receivers out to that wide side. Just Shaq to the short side. And the halfback staying over top of him. And now fading away. Where's Cody going to go? He looks to Shaq on the little curl just about the 40-yard line. Spun down by Raheem Wilson. Shaq Evans' first catch back for a gain of about 4.
Yeah. Simple little comeback route at about 6 yards.
Oh, actually, they're going to give him 2. Excuse me, Luke.
Well, you got to remember, it was first and 15, not first and 10. That's why. Because Lauderdale. So that's, he still got 7.
Oh, you're killing. I'm not a math guy, as you know.
Yeah. If there is a strong suit of yours, it is math.
At the 42-yard line, it'll be 2nd and 8 for the Riders. Probably in Brett Lauther field goal range. Five-man coming. Fajardo across the middle. Caught by Lennius at the 30. Nicely done, and he is hit very quickly. Braden Lennius with the Riders' first down.
What a catch by Lennius. This ball is a little bit higher than Lennius would have liked, and he's able to get his big frame up in the air and bring this down. Again, Cody, nice chance to set his feet and make a good toss here. And Lennius, all that length, coming in handy.
27-yard line, left hash mark, 1st and 10, Riders. Williams and Shaq will motion to the near side. Oh, fumble, snapped it, hit somebody. Powell picks it up. No, it's still on the ground. And Fajardo able to bat it out of bounds at the 35-yard line. That should remain Rider football, though it's near the Stampeders bench, and they are protesting. Fajardo was very clearly the last player to touch this.
It looked like he missed it. I'm not sure, but...
before that, it was touched by a rider as well. So I don't know how you would say a stampeder was the last guy to touch this ball.
Just making this so much harder than it should be on.
Went off. Did it go off Sankey's leg as we just catch the replay? And they are going to call this Calgary football. I guess they're saying it went off Sankey's foot out of bounds. Let's hear from the official himself.
The Calgary was last touched ball. Calgary ball. Play will be automatically reviewed by the command center.
All turnovers, of course, are automatically reviewed for Nelson Motors and Equipment, your John Deere dealer in Avonlea, Radville, Estevan, Redbirds, and Oxbow. Visit them at nelsonmotors.com. So a huge review in this game with 5:31 remaining in the first quarter. Luke, I didn't see how that ball got to the ground, but it never got to Fajardo.
It was an early snap that nobody was ready for, but it was also a little bit off target, too, and it just, from there, it fell apart.
Did it ever? There was a review. It appears the review is done, and it'll be Calgary football at their own 35-yard line. They come out in a tight end formation, and they are going to hand it off to Carey, right side, 35-40. Leaps over a man. Luchez Purifoy went low. Carey went high, and he's got a pickup of about 8.
It's one of the keys of the game, right? Got to stop that run. Got to own that line of scrimmage. And right here, we talked a lot about the interior, but that big Calgary front, they're able to seal guys off, and they're also able to get a receiver onto Micah Tice to get a block on him, and it equates to a 9-yard gain on the ground for Kadeem Carey.
Back into that 5 defensive lineman package. As they will go to the quarterback sneak with Jake Winicky, the formation, pardon me, not Jake Winicky, Jake Mayer, pushes left side, needed the 45, and that should be good for a Stampeders first down.
Yeah, if they needed the 3, he would have got that. Bet you Paul LaPolice wishes he got that from earlier.
Well, Duck Hodges, very tentative on the sneaks in the early game. Mayer, not tentative whatsoever.
It's probably just not a good idea to run quarterback sneak on the 3-yard line in the first down. But anyways, we're talking about this game, and Calgary went and got what they needed to get done.
Markeith Ambles and Malik Henry split wide to the left, 1st and 10. Stampeders on their own 46. They'll keep an extra blocker in. Handed to, it's Carey, and Carey 50 and 55-yard line. Spun down, Damon Webb making the tackle. There's another
hopefully
8 yards on first down.
Hopefully with the holding call here by Calgary, because yeah, it is holding. Thank goodness, because that was another.
Calgary number 58. 10-yard penalty. Repeat first down.
Ryan Siever called for holding.
And again, it was just an example, and fortunately it was holding on the Calgary Stampeders, but there was just far too much room and space for Kadeem Carey when he got the football. So both teams offensively shooting themselves in the foot here.
4 defensive linemen. Oh, there's a 5th one. That Jacob Dearborn now at that Sam linebacker spot. As they're moving bodies around, is this Riders defense. 1st and 20 from their 36 goes Calgary. Throw it to the wide side of the field for Mayala. Leads him to the sideline where he is cracked at the 48-yard line. That was Hendy in coverage.
Well, it's a heck of a throw by Bo Levi Mitchell, DT. That was from the hash on the 30 all the way to the far sideline on the 50. That was a long throw just to get 12 yards, but the Saskatchewan Roughriders essentially playing the sticks in the middle of the field and letting Calgary attempt to get something near the sidelines.
Hendy playing the field side corner spot as the change is coming fast and furious. Dearborn at safety for the 2nd and 8 play from their 48 goes Calgary. 4-man rush. Mitchell gunning underneath. High for Mayala. Incomplete. Just got over top of the zone defender. I believe it was Tights. It'll be 3rd down, Stampeder.
Yeah, and that's on Bo Levi Mitchell. He just flat out misses an open wide receiver here, but it works out for the Riders. Calgary will be punting.
So Hendy was at field corner. Man, Dearborn was at safety. Luchez Purifoy was in there as well. I'm hoping there wasn't another injury the Riders are trying to deal with. But we expected Jeremy Clark to be that field side cornerback, but he was not in there for that play. Cody Grace, the league's number 2 punter, in for this one from his own 48-yard line. Whistle before the snap.
Yeah, they're looking at...
Time count violation. Calgary number 24. 5-yard penalty. Remains third down.
This is a terrible start to this game for both teams. They are looking at Jeremy Clark on the sideline. He's...
Wow, this early in consecutive games, that hurts because they
Shivers is over there asking him just sort of what his temperament is right now, if he can make it. But yeah, Clark looked like he's in a lot of pain. Looks like it's upper body, I'm not sure.
Cody Grace's punt, a wobbler. Davis comes up and takes it at 29. He's at the 35, and he is taken down quickly. Great coverage teams for these Calgary Stampeders. That was number 44, Silas Stewart, in on the tackle. We will go to break for Seedmaster and A&W. 2:24 remains in the first quarter. Riders down 3-0 on the Cooperative's Rough Rider Radio Network.
Rider Pride Worldwide. Listen to Rider Radio around the globe with the official CKRM app. It's a free download for your smartphone at 620CKRM.com.
2:24 remains in the first quarter. Riders down 3-0 to the Stamps on the Cooperative's Rough Rider Radio Network. The change is coming fast and furiously in this one. We'll try to keep you updated on who's in and who's out. Justin McInnes about to get his first snaps of the game. Shaq Evans is in there as well. Dupuis in as the Riders will go first and 10 from their own 33. Shaq will go wide to the right. McInnes, Kyron Moore, and Duke Williams are the receivers to the left. Duke now motioning to the right. Fajardo quickly. It's Duke on a slant. He hit the foot 50 and down. Duke Williams with his first catch. The Rider brought down by Jonathan Moxie. Or probably Jamar Wall.
Duke Williams lines up on the left, waggles over to the right. Little quick slant and a good toss from Cody Fajardo right on target. Gave Williams the ability to continue running with the football instead of just sort of catching and going down. So first down on the 52, it looks like.
Williams motions to the right once again. Fajardo turns around, gives it to Powell right side. Got a little lane to cut back, 55, 50 and down. William Powell brought down by Jamar Wall, Brandon Dozier. There's a run for a Rider's first down.
Yeah, it's an explosive run too. One cut and go, and he gets off the edge on the left side as the Riders do a good job of just moving the Calgary Stampeders defensive front from left to right seemingly.
Keenan LaFrance in now. Dupuis a tight end to the right. LaFrance split out to that right-hand side. Williams off the field. LaFrance now motions into two backfield. Fake the handoff to him. Fajardo setting up a screen to LaFrance. 45. Can he break a tackle? No, but he pushes forward to the 42-yard line. Keenan LaFrance for 5.
Saskatchewan tries to get Calgary going left to right. Cody Fajardo looks like he's going to throw a quick screen to his left. Then he comes back, but it was a good job by, I think that was Deshaun Amos, just staying true to his eyes and what he had in coverage, and that's how he was able to get up on LaFrance.
Second and 5. Williams motions to the left. Stamps bring 4. Fajardo deep drop. Has some time. Now under pressure. He's going to scramble. Dragged down from behind the 40. They're acting like the ball has been fumbled. Lauderdale tried to jump in on it. Fajardo will be a couple yards short of a first down as he was caught from behind. I believe it was Stephen Banks in pursuit. This should be... We're presuming third down Riders at the 40. And on comes Brent Lawther for a field goal attempt to try to tie the game.
Calgary just in the backfield too quickly, right? Fajardo's got a few routes dialed up here, but he doesn't have a chance to really set his feet at all because of the speed in which the Calgary defensive front and their linebacker that they added is up. I mean, 95's in front of Fajardo pretty much right away, and he does fumble at the end, but...
Ground can't cause the fumble. Brett Lawther, the snap, and thank goodness the whistle went, or John Ryan was going to be killed by Deshaun Amos there. Whistle before the snap as the Riders line up for a 47-yard field goal attempt. The officials coming over to talk to Dave Dickinson on the Calgary sideline. Is he going to challenge this early?
Calgary is challenging the previous play. They believe the ball was fumbled.
Wow.
By an immediate recovery. The play will be reviewed.
Stop wasting our time.
Why? that this is the final play of the first quarter. You're challenging this early to keep a three-point attempt off the board is an interesting call. All the reviews are for Nelson Motors and Equipment, your John Deere dealer in Avonlea, Radville, Estevan, Redvers, and Oxbow. Visit them at nelsonmotors.com. Luke, what do you see?
Well, it's close. So, number 95 has him by his hand-warming pouch, and as he's going down, he does lose control, but it is almost simultaneously when he loses control with his knee hitting the ground. So this is going to be a judgment call by the referee because it basically happens at the same time. His knee hits the ground, he also loses control. So
to challenge this early in the game when you're only taking 3 points off the board, you have to be really sure that
you're
going
really
to win
sure,
it.
Or you're also really. You're really focused in
after
on the
review,
fact that
the ruling on the field stands.
Yeah. So
Calgary, after losing the challenge, is charged with a timeout. It's third down.
You've wasted your challenge with 45 minutes left in the game. That is, I would love to know who told Dave Dickinson to challenge
that. The thing is, too, is maybe they just looked at it as, hey, like, we don't want them to get 3 points, right? Like, do they think that this game is going to be that close where every point's going to matter like that, right?
It's 3-0 with 45 minutes to go. Yeah. Lather has been fantastic this year, but still, my goodness, 27 of 32 is Lather. This from 47. It is up. It's got the distance. And it is good. With no time remaining, the Riders tie the game at 3 on a field goal. Brought to you by Affinity Credit Union. Their profits live in Saskatchewan, and so do they. Unbank yourself. We got a break for Western Ag Professional Agronomy, the cooperators. See Chris Olson at Olson Insurance Group in Saskatoon and Redhead Equipment. The scoreboard for Quality Tire and Quality Tire, they know tires and service. 10 locations across Saskatchewan and online at qualitytire.ca. Riders 3. Stamps 3, second quarter next on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
And now, Derek and Luke have the call. It's second quarter play-by-play on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
Second quarter about to get underway. Luke and I are in the broadcast booth, brought to you by McDougal Auctioneers, best in the bidding business, McDougalAuction.com. Riders 3, Stampeders 3, after the Brett Lawther field goal to end the first quarter. Jeremy Clark is back. He is here on kickoff coverage. Chrissy Zala, the global defensive end, on coverage as well. It's great to know that Clark is healthy enough to return to the game. We'll see if he comes in on defense as the Riders, you know, avoid these slow starts. At least they keep Calgary from starting very quickly. Lawther's kick is up, going left or right. It hangs in the air and taken at the 20-yard line. Oh, 25, 30, 35, 40. Lawther makes the first stop and then driven out of bounds by Pinckney. A big hit. Sean Bain on the return. A good one for the Stamps.
Yeah, I love the pursuit there by Pinckney. He comes from all the way on the opposite side of the field to make this tackle near the sideline. And I don't think it would have been a touchdown, but he definitely saved a few more yards. This was a fantastic effort. And both offenses starting out really slow here, DT. It was probably great outs were poor on both sides of the ball. Let's see who's going to pick it up first.
Clark is out at his field side cornerback spot. A little run blitz. Makes it missed as carry. Spun down across the 50-yard line to the 52 or so. Mac Henry first in on the tackle.
Yeah, they got Michael Pinckney in still at a linebacker spot, and they use him to just shoot the B gap on the right side. And seems to work initially, but they still get 4 yards out of it, though, Calgary.
Yeah, no Dion Lacey in on there. We're 2nd and 7 from the 51. Calgary fakes like they're going to start the play. They'll reset. Mitchell, straight drop, looks to the flat, and he will check it down to Carey. High and incomplete. Catchable by Carey, but not exactly accurate. And it'll be third down, Calgary.
Yeah, Bo Levi Mitchell's been off on a few balls here, and even if he had caught this football, this would have been tackled quickly by the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, who had read the play pretty well. And another Calgary punt here.
I asked Dickinson during the week about the five defensive lineman formation. He said, you know what, we're going to give Calgary some stuff to think about. They're moving bodies around all over the place so far. Big high punt from Grace. Bounces taken by Davis at the 15-20. 25, Nick Stats has him, drives him out about the 28-yard line. That is where the Riders will start their first drive of the second quarter for Capital Auto Mall and AGCO. A lot of bodies shifting in and out on defense, on offense, just doing their regular thing. This guy's in, this guy's out. We're going big, we're going small. A little bit of everything.
And we have yet to see that six wide receiver set you were talking about them going with this week in practice, too. So, again, at a 3-3 game in the second quarter, you're not in a rush to really break it out, right?
A tight end to each side for first and 10. Fajardo fakes the hand at the Powell on a roll to his right. Dobbs it off to Kyron Moore at the 40, 45, 50. Kyron yakking big time into Calgary territory to the Calgary 51-yard line. Kyron Moore, a quick 30-yard pickup.
Play action, they roll Cody to his right, and Kyron Moore gets a crossing route like he's done all year. Outstanding statistic here. He has caught a ball in 38 straight games. He has played 38 games and has caught a ball in every single one of them, DT.
Wow.
And today's no different.
Lennius came off. Duke Williams came on. Four receivers in this set. First and 10 from the Calgary 51. Fake the handoff. Little flat pattern to Shaq. Can he make a man miss? No, he's dropped by Jamar Wall. Wall had the jersey, didn't let go, and that is going to be a little loss.
You know, with Shaq, that's not the way you want to utilize him, right? But I'm going to be... I was a little bit worried watching Shaq the last play. It seemed like he was laboring a little bit, limping a little bit when he was trying to get into third gear there. But again, this is not where I want to use Shaq. I don't want to use Shaq in the flats. You got other receivers for that.
A loss of one. It'll be second and 11. Shaq with his second catch of the game. Fajardo looking to his right, now flaring it out to Powell, 55. Back into Calgary territory, the 50. Jump stop down to the 46-yard line. Powell with a pickup of six. It should leave the Riders in about third and five. And decision time at the edge of Lather Field.
Well, I think you go for it here, DT.
Oh,
I don't like
five.
Yeah, and the reason why I think you go for it, because Calgary's offense hasn't done anything. Right?
I like it, Luke.
You don't have much to lose here, in my opinion. They're going to try a long field goal, though, so...
Lather's going to put the tee down at 54 yards. His longest this season is 52. Left hash mark for this one. Lather's hit from farther in his career, so no problem. Chrissy Zala confused as to where he should be on field goal protection.
Oh, they got a waste of time.
Timeout.
Yep.
Saskatchewan.
The Riders have to call timeout, and Brett Lather was angry at that.
Yeah.
But Izala just did not know exactly where he should be.
Well, here's the thing. When you're kicking a 54-yarder, right, you've got your long field goal team in there, right? And then there's more defensive line. This team travels 10 defensive line, and they all defensive linemen. They all play special teams, and when you're looking at a longer field, that's where the majority of these traveling defensive linemen are going to be on, because they need to get down in the tackling lane. So that's Izalia being a young guy and just forgetting where he was supposed to line up in that formation.
So they brought two guys off, including Jake Hardy, brought on Pinckney and Tights. Interestingly enough, did they not have anything right on that one, unfortunately. It's Lather from 54 to give the Riders their first lead of the game. Ryan's hold is good. Lather's kick is up. It's hanging, and it's wide to the left. It'll be returned by Bain from the end zone. Broke a tackle, 10, 15, tripped down at about the 18-yard line, and he'll be finished off by Logan Ferland. Brett Lather with just his sixth miss of the season, and we remain tied at three. We'll go to break for Nutrien and Young's Equipment. 11-10 remains here in the first quarter. Riders 3, Stamps 3 on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
For in-depth discussion on everything Riders, get in the cage. The Sports Cage with Derek Taylor. Weekday afternoon starting at 4 on The Source, 620 CKRM.
11-10 10 remains in the second quarter here in Calgary. Riders 3, Stamps 3. Brett Law, their 54-yard field goal attempt, short and wide. Sean Bain returned it 23 yards. Calgary will begin first and 10 from their own 18. All the field goal attempts brought to you by Affinity Credit Union. Supporting local makes sense for Saskatchewan. Unbank yourself. Tight start, Luke. It's not been super
sloppy.
Yeah, but it's close. It's 3-3. Can't
get
closer.
Third game between these teams, right? Probably has a lot to do with it.
Couple tight ends for the Stamps as they go first and 10. They'll give it to Carey left side. Had a hole, but it was closed off by Dion Lacey. He's across the 20 to about the 22 for a gain of, let's call it, 4.
That was a good job by the linebacking core here for Saskatchewan, because it seemed like they were unbalanced just with Calgary lining up with two tight ends and Saskatchewan essentially playing with three interior defensive linemen. But the linebackers got down and covered their gaps pretty quickly. So, using their athleticism and making the right reads.
Jordan Herdman-Reed in at the Will linebacker spot for Micah Tights. Jacob Dearborn is the Sam on second and 6. Three-man front. Mitchell waiting in the pocket, forced to roll out to the right, throws it underneath, and it is complete at the 25-yard line. That appeared to be Markeith Ambles, or was it 87, Richie Sindani with the catch? It was Sindani, Regina's finest.
That was an impressive throw by Bo Levi Mitchell. I mean, he's forced to run to his right, and he comes back. And the way he's been throwing picks, I would expect this one to have been picked too, but he's right on target with the throw moving right and coming back to the left.
Leaves Calgary in third and 1. They're going to go for it from their own 27. Jake Mayer in under center in a sneak formation. Mayer, right side hit, and he pushes forward. It should be good. He will need just past the 28-yard line for the first down.
They must be seeing something on film here over the last couple games. They're going to measure this one. Oh, no, they're not. They're going to give him the first down. But Mayer goes immediately to his right. And it's a good decision because there was a huge gap there. But, again, I don't think you commit both times on your short yardage situations to the right like that without thinking that that's where their weakness is. Right, DT?
Yeah, for sure.
A lot of film study involved there.
First and 10 from the Calgary 29-yard line. They'll give it to Carey. He cuts back, broke a tackle in the backfield across the 30 to the 33-yard line. Mike and Johnson in there. Jordan Herdman-Reed on the tackle, and Anthony Lanier as well.
This time Calgary's just zone running it. They're just looking for guys in spaces to put a hat on. They pick up the nose tackle over top of the center, but Kadeem Carey makes a nice little cut upfield and gets 4 yards when really Saskatchewan looked to be cutting them short right away.
Mike and Tights back in there now on second and 6. Three-man front for the Riders, and they'll bring a fourth. Mitchell looking wide. There's Bain at the 40. Tried to spin off Micah Tights and gets 3 free yards after that. That'll be good for a Calgary first down with 8 minutes to go here in the second.
It's a good job by Calgary just forcing mismatches, right? They run a couple receivers close to each other, and then they break out in different directions, and the end result is Henry being covered by Micah Tights, the linebacker, and unfortunately for the Rider Nation, that's a mismatch.
Rider showing a three-man front again on first down. It'll be Carey, and Carey's got some room to the 50, still spinning forward to about the 52-yard line. Kadeem Carey, gain of at least 8 on first down.
Yeah, and this is what we saw too much of in the second game 2 weeks ago. That line of scrimmage, they're not helped by their formation right here. They got three men, and essentially they immediately take out the nose tackle, and then there's a humongous gap, and they're able to get 68. Skeevier up to the second level, and Kadeem Carey does the rest for 9 yards.
Yeah, they call it second and 1. They'll go back to that sneak formation, bringing Mayer into the game once again. And he will fake the handoff. Mayer is going to throw just one man in the route. He chucks it deep for Bain, and just incomplete at the 15-yard line. Very well covered by Jeremy Clark and Nick Marshall there to help out as well.
That's just good coaching and good preparedness, right? Jason Shivers. Jason Shivers gave the heads up. When you see a second and one, that's the time teams usually take that shot, right? Especially coming
Winnipeg,
out there.
Right?
You look Winnipeg, and the reason why it's great preparation, because there were three Saskatchewan Rough Rider defensive backs, Ganey and Marshall included in that trio, down there covering Bane.
The Banjo Bowl, Winnipeg hit that play to Dembski,
yeah.
Right? So the Riders reacting much better this time. Now third and one, and they'll go to a traditional sneak left side. Not a ton of room. Jacob Dearborn trying to pull Mayer back. He needs halfway between his own 53 and 54. And the spot will be the thing here.
Them going to the, they got it. Them going to the left and right here is working out for them. And again, you're seeing two teams that are watching a lot of film on each other, even in short yardage situations. And it's a good thing they've gone right and left these last couple times, because you've got Saskatchewan Rough Riders led by McKenna Henry. They're actually managing to penetrate both A-gaps in those short yardage situations, and if they had gone straight ahead with it on the quarterback sneak, I don't know if they would have gotten it.
Jordan Herdman-Reed back in on defense, first and 10 Calgary from their own 54. Mitchell gives it to Kadeem Carey, who cuts back right, big hole, 50, 45, and spins down inside the Rider 45-yard line. He ducked under Luchez Purifoy's hit. That's about 14 yards and a Stamps first down.
Far too much on a first down, and Saskatchewan's got three defensive linemen and three linebackers essentially that up to the left. They come back and they're pulling number 67, Dan Williams, from left to right, and he picks up the only linebacker that's in the vicinity, and that gives Carey, along with a wide receiver block, a ton of room to run.
This drive continues for the Stampeders, now at the Riders 43-yard line. First and 10, empty the backfield. Riders bring four. Mitchell underneath. It is complete and down to the 32-yard line. Richie Sindani doing the deed. That'll be another Stampeders first down. Just under five to go in the second.
Shades of the last couple minutes 2 weeks ago, when Calgary needed to move the field. Now, Bo Levi Mitchell just simply dropping back, and Saskatchewan giving up the middle of the field. And this is just simple pitch and catch between Richie Sindani and Bo Levi Mitchell on a quick slant. Too easy so far. Way too easy for the Calgary Stampeders.
Stampeders started this drive with about 11 minutes on the clock. We're now down to almost four. First and 10. Fake the handoff. Mitchell across the middle again. Caught at the 20. 15, 10, 5. Diving for the end zone is Tyson Middlemost, and they'll mark him down at the 1 yard line.
Kamar Jordan talked about him being back, and again, far too easy. Saskatchewan giving up the middle of the field on a slant again.
Yeah.
And this is Kamar Jordan. If there's one guy, DT, on the field that probably needs to be covered and accounted for, it's number 88 for the Calgary Stampeders. Now they're on the one, so.
And we have a timeout, it appears. The trainers are coming out of the field with 3:39.
Well, that's a long
remaining drive,
right? Guys need rest, and I'm not saying this is a pigeon. Purifoy actually does look hurt, but realistically, this is also a great chance for Saskatchewan to get a breather. Look at the guys. I mean, Max got his hands on his head. He's bent over.
Yeah.
Hands on knees, hands on hips. They're exhausted out there. And then if you look at the sidelines, the other side of the line of scrimmage with the Calgary Stampeders, they look pretty energized, DT.
We'll go to break with 3:39 remaining. The injury break brought to you by WorkSafe Saskatchewan. Even one injury too many makes zero your mission at home, work, and play. Riders 3, Stamps 3, but Stamps about to drive one in on the Cooperative Rough Rider Radio Network.
This is William Powell, running back. You're listening to the Rough Rider Radio Network.
3:39 left in the second quarter. Riders, the Stamps tied at 3, but the Stamps at the Riders 1 yard line for spreads.ca and Borgo Industries. 11 plays so far in this drive for 91 yards.
Too easy.
And Luke, it's eaten up almost 8 minutes.
Yeah, it's been way too easy. They've ran the ball, and the Riders have given up big chunks of yardage in the middle of the field. And you got Bo Levi Mitchell back there. Eventually, he's going to start hitting his targets, right?
First and goal, Stampeders. They come up with a big formation in shotgun. They'll hand it to Carey. Flag down. Carey is in. He got through the Damon Webb tackle. A flag down at the snap. And they signal it is against the Riders. So that'll be a touchdown for the Calgary Stampeders.
Offside. Scotchman. That's line. Belly's the line.
Darn it. I was trying to get ahead of him.
Didn't even pick a guy.
I was going to say, I'll bet you $50. I know what the penalty call was.
Offside defensive line. 12 play, 92 yard touchdown drive. And the Stampeders now lead it 9-3, and they'll kick to make it 10. Yikes.
Well, Saskatchewan's got to get something going offensively, right? Calgary turned it on that drive, and let's see if Saskatchewan can take this 3 minutes and put something together and go down and get a score.
Yeah, plenty of time remaining here. This might well be the final play before the three-minute warning, depending on when Calgary will snap this. Rene Paredes for the Convert. It is up. Flags are down. Three flags thrown. Two in the end zone, one well behind the play. The Convert good, but depends on what the penalty call is. And it appears Calgary will come off the field anyway.
Too many players. Scotch one. The penalty's declined. Convert is good.
10-3. Stamps 3:03 remaining. We'll go to break. Back with plenty more. The Riders get the ball back when we return on the Cooperative Rough Rider Radio Network.
For everything Riders, follow us on Facebook and Twitter by searching at SportsCage. The source, 620 CKRM.
3:03 remains in the second quarter. Riders down 10-3. They will return the kickoff, and then we're going to have the three-minute warning. 12 play, 92-yard touchdown drive for the Stamps, brought to you by Nelson GM and Assiniboia in Avonlea. With new inventory arriving daily, they'll find a vehicle that fits your lifestyle. Proudly serving Southern Saskatchewan for over 60 years. See Nelson GM today. Keenan LaFrance back to return this kickoff. He joins Rashard Davis back there. As again, the Riders changing bodies all the way through offense, defense, and special teams. This is Davis from his five. Straight up field, 20. 25, broke a tackle, 30. Davis still alive. Gets to almost the 35-yard line. The Riders' offense comes on the field after the three-minute warning for Brett Young Seeds. Get game-changing pod shatter and disease resistance. Visit your local seed supplier or brettyoung.ca to learn more about Brett Young's Defend R-rated canola hybrids. Riders take possession down 7 for Sask Lotteries and Nick Service. We're back after this on the Cooperative's Rough Rider Radio Network.
This is the Riders number 67, Dan Clark of Regina. You are listening to the best coverage in the CFL, only on the Rough Riders Radio Network.
2:55 remains here in the second quarter. Riders down 10-3, but they've got the ball back. They'll go first and 10 from their own 34-yard line. Cody Fajardo, 9 of 11 for 95 yards so far. Good completion rate, decent yards per attempt, one interception, a problem. William Powell, 2 carries for 14 yards, including one 12-yarder. Leading receiver right now, Braden Lennius, with his 2 catches for 31 yards. Duke Williams, the wide receiver to the right. A 5 receiver set as the Riders begin the post 3 minute warning drive. Can they put something together here? They'll motion Lenny is to the right side as well. He'll fake the end around. Fajardo will take it straight upfield, pushes forward to the 40 and across the 40-yard line. Isaac Adeyemi Berglund chased him down from behind.
You've got a lot of wide receivers moving around pre-snap. Then you've got a running back that comes right under pre-snap. There's a lot of movement, and the Riders dial up a draw. It's a good play. It gets 7 or 6, but I like that call.
Yeah.
Plenty of time, right?
Powell motion into the backfield for the 2nd and 4 play. Fajardo, straight drop, looking to his left. Gunning for Duke at the 50. Caught 55, puts his head down. He's into Stampeder's territory at the 53-yard line. Duke Williams for 17 on a Riders first down.
Yeah, Calgary's playing a little bit of a zone, and Duke just sort of sits down right between 3 guys at about 10 yards. Finds the little spot in the zone. Manages to chill out for a little bit, and Cody gets it.
He'll be in the left slot again. Fajardo looking there. It's Duke on a slam to 40. Caught. Cuts back 35-yard line. Tackled from behind. Brandon Dozier with the tackle. A quick 18 for Williams, and a Riders first down with 2:06 to go.
Yeah, and two on-the-money throws here from Cody. But more importantly, plenty of time because he's well-protected. Good job up front. Powell adding in to take on the extra man who was rushing the passer. This has been their best drive of the game thus far.
First and 10 from the Stampeders 35, 1:51 to go here in the half. Fajardo straight drop looking left, now trying to swing it to Powell, 40, 35, Powell cutting back, drives through a man across the 30 to the 29-yard line, William Powell for 6.
That's a really strong run by William Powell because he shouldn't have gotten 6, it should have been about 3 the way Calgary was rallying to the football, but he keeps running his feet, he spins around and does a lot of work to get a couple more yards, and they got about 5 to go.
Powell goes off and Rashard Davis on. Our first look at the 6 receiver set. They debuted in practice this week. Davis, the wide receiver, to the wide side. First year man out of James Madison. Nobody in the backfield. 4-man rush. Fajardo guns quickly. It's a slant. It's caught inside the 25. That's good for a Rider first down. Wait to see who it is. It's Kyron Moore signaling first down.
And the only thing that they were risking here on the 0-6 personnel was their quarterback protection. And every single one of these Rider O linemen, they were up to the task.
Yeah.
There was a guy leaking through late, but Cody was able. And that's the third time in a row, actually, that Cody's had plenty of time to make his decisions.
They'll stay with the 6 receivers. Duke is sort of a tight end to the left-hand side. Fajardo dropped, looking to his right. He's going to scramble. He's got some yards to work with. 20, flag down in the area of holding. 15, 10. Fajardo steps out inside the 10 at the 8-yard line, but they will signal holding against the Riders, and this will come back.
Holding. Scotcher number 67. 10-yard penalty. Repeat first down.
And really, that's the only negative play of this entire drive, right? It's been about 2 minutes now, and Dan Clark just gets too much of the jersey. But again, this 0-6 personnel, they don't help each other out by bumping into each other at the beginning of the route. Cody does a good job of running the football here.
Rashard Davis goes out. William Powell comes back in. First and 20 from the Stampeders 32 with 56 seconds left in the second quarter. They fake starting the play. They'll reset. 3 receivers to the left. Fajardo looking that way. Pressure coming. He's in a lot of trouble. 45, and he's going down. Valerin Arimolade was the first one in there. Derek Wigan in as well.
Well, here's what's worse about this whole thing, is they worked so hard to get all the way up there, and now they've taken themselves back out of field goal range. It's second and about 175, and that's just, again, the Riders shooting themselves in the foot.
Pressure coming in the sack, brought to you by Cool Plains Chevrolet Buick GMC, the playmakers in Wadena. Always remember, drive a little, save a lot. Second and 33. They caught 35 on this other playboard from the Stampeders 44. Fajardo quarterback draw. Broke a tackle from Matty Berglundy, but he goes down at the 44-yard line. That'll leave them for about a 51 or 52-yard field goal.
That's a terrible call. I don't like that call at all, and here's why. Your kicker just missed a 54-yarder, right? Go downfield. It's second and 37 or 35.
Yeah.
Calgary is going to be playing massive zones and just making sure you don't get the first down. Get yourself in far better field goal position. I'm not saying Lowther's going to miss this, but they could have made it so much easier. That was a bad call.
52-yard field goal attempt for Lowther to get the Riders back within 4. Snap good, hold good, kick is up. It's got the distance, and Brett Lauther is good, tying his, well, just his second longest of the season, 12 seconds remaining, Stampeders 10, Riders now 6, as they draw a little bit closer. It works out for them because they make the field goal, Luke, but a 40-yard field goal is about a 70% proposition. Yeah. That is
exactly
60%. I see what you're going for.
It was a bad call. They should have gone downfield. They again, they were going to see a zone defense. They were going to see probably a lot of room in the middle of the field. They've got, you know, you've got your two guys that you were waiting for. You got Shaq and Duke. Duke's getting the ball. He's out here playing hard, right? So make it easier for you guys, right? Make it easier.
Yeah. On the bright side, they use enough clock. 12 seconds, not enough time for a 12-play drive. Let's props to
but
that.
But it is enough time for a couple plays, right? So
just don't let William Longley.
Don't let anybody behind you.
Yeah, or Sean Bain return this kickoff too terribly far. You mentioned Duke Williams. 3 targets, 3 catches, 48 yards for the Duke in his return to the Canadian Football League.
So who was that guy who said 5 for 80 in a touchdown? Like, that still stands. Again, I like that stat line, that potential stat line here.
No love for 6 for 148?
I'm not saying it can't happen, DT. I want it to happen. I'd like to see it happen, but
takes a slant, 75 to the house. Lauther just going to pooch this one. It'll bounce at the 41. Bounces out of his hands, and what a rider's on top of it in Calgary territory. Beautifully done by Brett Lauther, who's getting the love on the far side of the field. Jacob Dearborn makes another play, and the Riders are immediately in field goal range with 11 seconds to go.
Wow, I'll tell you what, the best player in the last month here has been Brett Lauther.
Yeah.
What a fantastic pooch punt, and just an abject failure on behalf of the Calgary Stampeders defensive lineman, number 91, I thought it was. Yeah, it was Isaac Adeyemi Berglund. But now the Riders, I mean, you got 11 seconds here, DT, and you can score a touchdown.
Hit one to the end zone. Shaq wide to the left, Duke wide to the right. First and 10 from the Calgary 37. Fajardo with extra protection. He's going deep for Shaq. It's in the air. End zone and knocked away. Nicely done. Raheem Wilson step for step. Incomplete with 5 seconds to go.
They're going to kick a field goal. Again, you came out with points. I like the fact that you went for it.
Yes.
I don't like the fact that I don't see much speed, top speed out of Shaq Evans here. This was relatively easy for the defensive back to just sort of stick with him. Shaq risked an offensive pass interference call.
But good throw from Fajardo on target.
That's the most important thing. Actually, when Cody's had time this game, he's looked money.
Agreed. They used 7-man protection to get him time there. Now they settle for a Lauther 44-yard field goal to get within 1 at the half. The kick is up. It's got the distance, and it's wide to the right. Calgary will bring this one out of the end zone. Bain down before the 20-yard line. So Lauther with the miss, and that will end the half with the score Calgary 10 and Saskatchewan 6. The scoreboard for Quality Tire. At Quality Tire, they know tires and service. 10 locations across Saskatchewan and online at qualitytire.ca. We'll talk about the big themes of the half, the big plays of the half, and the Riders' chances to take this one home in the second half. They trail 10-6 after a half of play. For Quality Tire and Redhead Equipment and SaskTel, we go to break. Halftime show next on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.